This edition of PT Talker is brought to you by ChillTubeForJoints.com, radial cold packs that go all the way around the entire joint. That's ChillTubeForJoints.com.
This is PT Talker, presented by Advantage Medical. The aim of this podcast is to expose physical therapists to unique and innovative ideas to help grow their business. Each broadcast will introduce you to new concepts that will save you time, provide a better patient outcome, or lower your cost. And now, the host of PT Talker, Jeff Worrell.
Well, thank you for joining us for another edition of PT Talker. I'm Jeff Worrell, here to bring you business news and information just for therapists. And joining me today is Dean Spraja of MedFit Systems. Welcome, Dean.
Thanks, Jeff.
You know, the title of our episode this time may have caught some people a little off guard. Can spinal surgery be prevented by aggressive strengthening exercise? That's not only a mouthful, but it sounds pretty intriguing. You're the man that's here to tell us yes or no.
Well, I don't know if I'll give you a definitive yes or no, but I can probably give you some compelling statistical analysis that might suggest that it can.
Okay.
And this really comes from a study. There's a Dr. Nelson and Dr. Kelly and Dr. Wegner, who are all orthopedic surgeons, as well as a Dr. Dresinger, who's a PhD exercise physiologist, who had a group of patients that were referred for cervical or lumbar intervention. And they took this group of patients who had been referred by two physicians, at least one physician, and sometimes up to two, for spinal surgery, either cervical or lumbar, and they put them through a very specific, controlled, aggressive strengthening regimen consisting of 21, basically, PT treatments using what are called the MedX lumbar and cervical assessment devices.
Machines, okay. So these patients were coming to this group to have surgery,
correct,
either cervical or lumbar, and instead the protocol would then be to put them on the MedX equipment and run them through a protocol.
Right, and I'll back up a little bit because of this group, of this physician group and rehab group, there were 651 patients referred for rehab. Of that 651, 62 had been identified as surgical candidates recommended,
okay,
for surgery. So not all of them that came through the door, obviously, were surgical candidates, but
yeah,
of the surgical candidates, those are the ones they took and put into the program.
Okay. Now, before we go any further, a lot of people, like me, may not be that familiar with MedX equipment. Can you just give us a quick intro to what MedX is?
Well, MedX was the next generation of Arthur Jones strengthening and rehab equipment, and Arthur Jones is the founder of Nautilus,
okay,
and the elliptical variable resistance cam and four-bar linkage systems. And he took it one step further when he founded the MedX company in that he made a specific lumbar and cervical isolation device that it's not truly an isokinetic, and it's not truly an isotonic, and it's not truly an isometric. It's a multi-point testing and strengthening cervical and lumbar machine, two separate machines, that are very specific for the load and stabilization to isolate the particular vertebra and surrounding musculature in the back and neck.
Okay. So now, is this two machines or is this one machine?
It's two machines, and in the study, they used the two machines, the cervical and the lumbar isolation computerized MedX machines, and then augment those machines with a non-computerized torso rotation and cardiovascular machines as well.
Okay. All right. So what I'm going to try and do for our listeners is the pictures of the machines that we're talking about are out there on the blog. So we'll get some pictures up on the website. All right. So now let's talk a little bit about the protocol. So the 62 patients come in and they get put into this program. What happens first?
Okay. 60 patients started the program. Two were elected, have elected personally not to start.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So of the 60, 14 dropped out, and 46 completed the regimen. And the regimen was a 21-treatment regimen twice a week,
mm-hmm,
of aggressive, sometimes painful, but not harmful, exercise of the cervical and lumbar spine.
In the equipment or with the therapist in some other method?
Primarily with the equipment and with a home regimen as well for follow-up.
Okay.
And the results were what is pretty amazing to me, and it's amazing to me both from an altruistic standpoint and also from a cost reduction standpoint, is that of the 46 people who completed the exercise regimen, only 3 required surgery. So we went from all 46 of these who started the regimen being referred over for surgery by one or more physicians to, out of 46, only 3 requiring the surgery. What's probably even more compelling is a year follow-up, we're able to identify 82.6% or 38 of the participants, and a year later, they were still primarily pain-free and certainly not considering surgery.
Hmm. I'll be darned. And what do they attribute this to?
Well, they attribute it to, you know, the absorption and any lumbar or cervical disc protrusions or herniations. They attribute it to the stability of the segments around that particular facet or facets.
By strengthening the muscle?
Strengthening the muscle, increasing the blood flow, increasing the strength of the surrounding musculature, causing, almost like you do with a traction, mm-hmm. a reduction of the protrusion or herniated tissue that's impinging a nerve or causing pain. And by forced range of motion increases, increasing the mobility of the joint as well, and reducing inflammation. So there are several different mechanisms that are attributed, none being more, I don't think, prevalent than the other, but combined, seeming to get great results. In fact, there's clinics here in Southern California called the Spine Zones that, in fact, one of the orthopedic surgeons pretty much put himself out of business as far as being an orthopedic surgeon, because what they do is they take orthopedically referred patients prior to them having surgery and run them through this regimen with similar results.
So is this technique then catching on? I mean, is it getting some attention? Because, in my area, surgery would be the most common intervention.
Well, you know, that's, if you go to a surgeon, they know how to fix you by doing surgery.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not degrading by any stretch what surgeons do. But where there are these alternatives, most people aren't really aware of these alternatives. If I look, there's probably in most major metropolitan areas, we could probably find, Jeff, 4 or 5 in Indianapolis area, facilities using this type of equipment and protocol.
Okay.
It's kind of a catch-22 because most of the purchasers of this equipment to this point have been physicians.
Okay.
And if you are a physician or a surgeon, it's kind of a catch-22 because you're going to help patients avoid surgical intervention.
Yeah.
Now, we see it as a real boon for therapists who are working with health maintenance organizations or capitated systems or workman's comp situations where this treatment regimen, according to the study, entailed about $2,000 worth of physical therapy, that the 21 treatments.
Okay.
And typically it saved tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of dollars, and I think their average was around $100,000 in savings per surgical avoidance.
Okay.
Now, from an HMO perspective, who's absorbing those costs, you know, it's very easy to trade $2,100 for $100,000, particularly when 15% of the surgical interventions don't necessarily work.
Yeah.
And there's required follow-up. So it's overwhelmingly compelling from a financial standpoint if these results can be extrapolated, particularly, again, if you're in a capitated or health maintenance organization setting. So our goal is, this has been kind of under the radar for several years. There's been a group that have been aficionados of this type of exercise and program, and our goal is to let more therapists, in fact, know about this particular program because we think it's going to be a wonderful marketing tool for them to their referral sources.
Mm-hmm. So if I were a therapist that was intrigued by this concept, what would I have to do as far as securing the equipment? What's all involved there?
Well, it's two significant testing pieces of equipment, and not all therapists are going to participate in this. It's a $100,000 commitment, which is typically a $2,500 a month lease payment.
Okay, so the first thing is we got to get over that hurdle of, I mean, $100,000 in today's market for physical therapy, that's going to be a major chunk. So let's break it down into how it's a little bit more manageable.
Well, again, from a lease perspective, if you have one patient that goes through the 21 treatments for approximately $2,000, you've nearly paid for the lease payment for the month.
For the month, yeah, okay. All right.
Now, if you know, you take it the next step, and this is the logical step, is if you avoid a surgical intervention, if you're able to advertise and prove and produce results that avoid surgical interventions for your referral sources, basically if you save $100,000 on a surgery, you could throw away the equipment every surgery you save and get a new one.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to be, I think, if you look at it purely from a CPT, RVS code reimbursement mentality, that you're not going to add incremental patients from new referral sources, then it's probably not a good idea, because there's also 2 days of very intense training on how to implement this program, either in Florida or via webinar from our showroom.
Okay, in California, huh?
Right, and it's a commitment to learning, and it's a commitment to constant education. As if you have new people in the facilities implementing the program, there's a very specific safe protocol to use that needs to be followed.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not a light commitment, but it's certainly an effective one for a group of therapists who are looking to get, you know, additional referral sources and to work with those capitated environments and HMOs.
Yeah. Do you have an experience with a therapist somehow joint venturing with an HMO? Sharing that cost somehow? I mean, would anyone ever think of that, or is that just not done?
Well, you know, in my experience, and we're fairly new with this particular modality,
mm-hmm.
What I've found through the users that I've spoken with is many times it's physicians buying the equipment or a physician group buying the equipment and the program being implemented by the PTs. Now, my background is working with PTs.
Yeah.
And so I could see the PTs going to the referral sources, and maybe it's not the orthopedics, because that might be costing them business. But it might be the GPs. It might be the patients that are getting referred over for neurological or orthopedic intervention. It might be the groups that participate in the purchase of that. You know, I think a perfect potential client for the product here in California would be Kaiser.
Mm-hmm.
And that's someone we're going to speak about here, because they absorb the costs of surgery through their HMO as opposed to implementing this program in some of their PT facilities.
Wow. Very interesting, Dean. Well, I'll tell you what, we've come to the end of our time. Anything else real quick that needs to be said before we sign off?
Not necessarily. This is a pretty complicated protocol.
Yeah.
Although, you know, our customers are well-educated. They can catch on to it, I'm sure, in a hurry. But if they need further information, they can respond to your
let's go
contact
to
point, and then we can spend several hours obviously on this.
It's very interesting. feedback@pttalker.com. if you'd like more information, just send me an email to that address, and I will make sure that we get you the items that you request. Dean, thank you so much for taking the time to join us today on this edition of pttalker.com.
Thanks, Jeff.
This is Jeff Worrell, your host for today, hoping that you learned a little bit from our podcast today, and that if you do have information, you'll contact us and join us next time for another edition of PTTalker.com.
PT Talker is a presentation of Advantage Medical, bringing you business news and ideas for therapists. Join us each week for new concepts to help you grow your rehabilitation business. To listen to previous episodes, visit us on the web at pttalker.com or on iTunes.